Good evening. I'm going to read the verse first and then we'll pray. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel and as being heirs together in the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the privilege we have to study and learn more about you. And Father, this evening I ask that you speak through me to the others and enable me to bring honor and glory to your name in this passage. In Christ's name, amen. The title is Responsibility and Reward. I've got 3 points: responsibility of the husband, responsibility in action, and responsibility rewarded. In verse 7, it speaks of submission for the husband as well, but not in a sense of leadership. It is about the husband's supreme responsibility to be sensitive to the needs, fears, and feelings of his wife. In other words, a Christian husband should subordinate his needs to hers, just like Christ did for the church. This is not humanly possible, but as Christian husbands, we need to humble ourselves and seek the Lord through prayer and study. I fell miserably in this area, but I'm beginning to learn that God would not have wrote this verse if he did not also supply the grace and guidance of the Holy Spirit to make it a reality in our lives as men. Responsibility in action. Galatians 3:28 tells us that regardless of our walk in life, whether we're male, female, bond, or free, that we're all equal in standing with Christ. Women are spiritually equal, but have a different role as covered in the first chapter or the first verse of this chapter. Women are physically weaker and in need of protection, provision, and strength from the husband. We as men really get wrapped up in our world, the job, the chores, the hobbies, etc. And then there is pride. This really cuts deep, and I'll be honest, I want to run from it. But God has begun to show me that my wife needs attention and support, and to do this properly, the wife has to be the centerpiece of our thoughts and attention. Affection tells the wife 3 things. Number 1, I'll take care of you, and you are important to me. I'm concerned about the problems you face. This is number 2. I'm concerned about the problems you face, and I'm with you. And number 3, I think you've done a good job, and I'm proud of you. Stop. Think about what I just said. Who does this remind you of? It's Christ, our loving Savior. Number 1, he takes care of us and protects us, and we are important to him. After all, he died for us. He's aware of the problems we face, and he's always with us. Hebrews 13:5 says, "For he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." Number 3, how about the witness of the Holy Spirit? When we've done a task that God wanted us to do, we're obedient, and we feel the blessing of the Spirit around us. This is maximum pleasure, and it doesn't get any better than this. The light comes on when you think of all the blessings that God has bestowed on us as his dear children, and realize that we are to look at our wives in the same way. This is only possible through the strength of the Holy Spirit and God's Word. We as husbands have to be willing to humble ourselves and ask for God's help. Men, if there's one thing I've learned, it's this. If you don't respect your wife, neither will your children, especially your sons. Pretty scary, isn't it? That's how important this really is. We really need God's help. Point 3, responsibility rewarded. The latter part of this verse says, heirs together in the grace of life. This is speaking of marriage, not salvation. Marriage is the best relationship earthly life has to offer. The husband must cultivate companionship and fellowship with his wife, Christian or not. Ecclesiastes 9:9 says, live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun, all your days of vanity, for that is your portion in life. If I don't support and encourage my wife, my prayers for her growth and happiness are useless. But let's think positive. With God's grace in our life as husbands, we can enjoy walking with our wives as a spiritual team, bringing God the glory and encouraging those around us, especially our families. God has allowed husbands the means to treat their wives as Christ treats us. This is yet another opportunity to be Christ-like through His Spirit, His Word, and His grace. This can only happen through God's power. I'm humbled and very thankful that God in His providence allowed me to study 1 Peter 3:7. It gives me hope that I'll be obedient to God's call for me to be a true Christian husband. Thank you for your attention.